With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Now, the House this week has delivered a rebuke to President Biden for pausing a shipment of bombs to Israel by passing legislation that seeks to force the weapons transfer. House Speaker Mike Johnson, charges the White House is playing politics while the Jewish state is fighting for complete survival.
Joe Biden is turning his back on Israel and trying to dictate to the prime minister there, Netanyahu, and his team, how to prosecute the war, how to defend themselves. He's trying to micromanage their effort there. And that is completely counterproductive, and it's also dangerous.
President Biden wants to keep the audio of his special counsel interview completely private.
Earlier this year, special counsel Robert Hur said no criminal charges against Joe Biden were warranted in the classified documents case. But in his written report, he characterized the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Now the White House wants to keep audio of that interview from getting in the hands of Congress. By exerting executive privilege, the president is blocking release of the audio, suggesting that portions of the interview could portray him in a negative light during an election year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The first distribution of aid is beginning this weekend, rolling off a newly built U.S. pier in Gaza. U.N. officials have not said, though, where the truckloads of food and medicine and other basic goods will be distributed. Also at SRNnews.com, a mayoral candidate and at least five other people have been shot and killed that at a campaign rally in southern Mexico in the state of Chiapas. That incident taking place in a very small town area near the Guatemalan border is a major smuggling route for drugs and migrants. This is SRN News. Decency experts have issued a stern warning.
They are concerned about Disney's plan to unveil a new streaming bundle that will include HBO Max, best known for its production of explicit content. The Parents Television and Media Council says the partnership is, quote, akin to putting the Playboy Mansion inside the gates of Disneyland, and will give children access to some of the most sexually explicit, graphically violent, and profane content available on streaming platforms today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Democratic group is rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign. It aims to chip away at former President Donald Trump's support among rural voters. The ads from the American Bridge 21st Century have been airing now in northern battleground states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. This is SRN News. The U.S. airlines are trying to kill a new rule. John Scott explains.
That rule would require them to disclose fees more quickly when consumers shop for flights. The airlines asked a federal appeals court to block the rule, which the Transportation Department issued last month. The rule requires better disclosure of fees on baggage and changing or canceling a reservation. The airlines say the new rule will confuse consumers by giving them too much information during the ticket buying process. The Transportation Department says it will defend the rule to crack down on what it calls hidden junk fees. John Scott reporting.
Auto workers at Mercedes-Benz plant near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have rejected joining the United Auto Workers Union. That vote was 2,642 to 2,045. More details at srnnews.com.